States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okie doke. We do not have any minutes to approve tonight, and we have a deputy sheriff here with a wonderful report for us tonight, so please pay attention. Yes, sir.
I do not have anything for you tonight. Do you have anything for me?
What's been going on in Bethel Township?
Well, we had semi through the house.
Yes.
I was there until like 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Another big thing I had was a dune buggy stolen from the school.
Yes. Speed's not a problem?
Yeah, exactly. Not coming with. Speed's problem.
Okay. No breaking and entering?
Yep, there was one down here, should be yesterday. There was a vandalism at Big Mike's, remember that? Spray painting.
The high school one too?
What is it?
I seen it on the high schooler today.
Oh, did they get that too?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
High schooler.
The high schooler out.
Oh, high schooler. Okay.
Kinda tagged it, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
Well, I helped you out there a little bit.
Appreciate that.
Alright, have you thought of anything else?
No.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
We appreciate it.
Anything for me?
I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that number, see the semi through our house. See the guy from that?
Yeah.
Fire department did an awesome job. Alright, thank you all.
Thank you, have a good evening.
Okie doke, we'll have fire department report, Andy.
Since last meeting, we've had 35 calls, a little busy. One to Elizabeth Township, one to New Carlisle, three to Bethel Clark, and one to Huber Heights. Of those calls, sorry, let me get to the right page here. 25 EMS calls, two motor vehicle accidents, five were either good intent or canceled. One was a gas leak, speaking of Big Mike's, that was reported at Big Mike's, they didn't find anything. And then one outside fire, and I'm not exactly sure what that was, but it's minor. So that's what we've had since the last meeting.
Alright. Mike, planning and zoning?
You guys have he gave you a new planning and zoning report that from your packet that you should have.
This one?
Yep, single page.
We're gonna have to come in after the report was sent out, so.
Okay.
Alright, so this is the last trustees meeting. We've issued three zoning certificates. Three buildings. I don't mean to sound vague there, but they are not four barns and they're not garages. They are buildings. Since last BZA meeting, we have a conditional use request for a secondary residence on Palmer. And then we have a conditional use request for health and wellness on 202 on the farms. Since last zoning commission meeting, we now have VA Bowman Construction going to the county this month. So they will be heard this month by the zoning. Year-to-date, 20 certificates issued, one declaration received, four variance requests with four approved, five conditional use requests, three approved, two to be determined, two zoning amendments, one withdrawn, one to be determined. Miami County Planning Commission will meet on the 18th at 7 p.m. BZA will meet on the 27th at 6:30 p.m., followed by the zoning commission at 7. You guys will have another public hearing over the zoning text amendment for short-term rental on April 25th at 6:30 p.m.
I cannot be at that meeting. I'll be in Florida. No. I'm good for that.
Okay.
It's the workshop, the next workshop.
Right.
Okay. I have a question or three for you, Mike.
All right.
On this property on Palmer Road.
Yep.
That is 5.0 something acres, and it's probably, I'm guessing here, I didn't look it up, 325 foot wide or whatever. So it's at least twice as deep as it is wide.
Okay.
And then on the left side or the north side of that property, there's a waterway goes through it. The zoning, Board of Zoning Appeals can decide that, and it never comes to us?
It's a conditional use to have, like, mother-in-law suite out back, that's what it's on.
But it's a separate residence, or it's attached to the house?
No, it's a secondary residence, so, yeah, they don't come to you guys. Now, if they were changing the zoning or something like that, obviously, but, yeah.
So how are they going to get to that secondary residence?
Shared driveway.
It's a shared, it's family, I mean, there's a lot of these out here, actually, but, yeah, sometimes they use like a half address or something like that, but, yeah, it's just secondary residence on the main residence property. It's not going to be, you know, a separate parcel or anything like that.
Well, I mean, what you're eventually going to get is two houses on 5 acres, and so instead of following the zoning of 3-acre minimum, you've now got 5-acre lots split.
Right, it's a conditional use of...
But the lot won't be split.
Huh?
The lot is not getting split with the cake.
He's saying eventually it could be split.
So for them to come back...
They would need variance.
When the mother-in-law dies in 3 years, and they come back, how, and they want a lot split.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to be done?
Then that has to go through the zoning commission and you guys.
That would have to go through all of them.
Yeah, because it also needs variance.
As well, so, like I said, there's actually quite a few of these out there.
Well, and I guess what I'm hoping is that the zoning commission goes and looks at that property and sees what it is, because you say a shared driveway. The only thing they can do is share the driveway they have and then walk to the next house, because there's another garage dead center of that driveway that you can't get around, so you're going to have to go on the north side of the house down by the waterway to get to that house.
Is there anything that prevents them from putting in a separate driveway?
No. I mean, all this obviously has to go through the health department as well, and all that too. I mean, this is just the first step, see if they can move forward.
So it's just totally up to the zoning commission and that's all?
The zoning board.
BZA.
Yeah, Board of Zoning Appeals. We'll have to deal with it when the mother-in-law dies. Well, I mean, I'm just speaking honest what it is. And everybody says they want 3-acre lots, but now we got 2.5-acre lots just because they're not splitting it now. Once 150, 200,000 or whatever mother-in-law suite, nobody's going to say tear the damn thing down. They're going to say, well, let's grant them a thing, and then they're on a flag lot or whatever you want to call it. They don't have 300-foot of road frontage or nothing else. I don't get that. So, well, said my part, so I'm done. Thank you for a wonderful report.
Wait, I have a question. So you said the D.A. Bowman is going to make the April 18th meeting?
D.A. Bowman for the county?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it then.
Okay, so, but it won't be on the 25th, trustee?
No, he has to go to zoning commission first.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Hold on, Mike.
I'm done.
Thank you. Sorry to grill you on it, but thank you.
All right.
All right, Andy, you did a comeback up with an administrator's report.
There are two resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first resolution is for the approval of a payment to Atlantic Emergency Solutions for the emergency repairs that I've been talking about, the engine 40. We finally got it back, finally got all the bills. Total repair cost, including the annual maintenance on it, was $11,342.07. But they found during the inspection was significant problems with the front suspension, ball joints, tie rod ends, pretty much rebuilt the entire front suspension on the fire truck. It's not cheap, obviously, at $11,000. So that's on your agenda. The second resolution is to act on the zoning case heard this evening in the public hearing. Other than that, we had the Easter egg hunt. I think it was a big success, regardless of the fact that it was blowing 150 miles an hour. Everybody pretty much stayed in their cars until it was time for the Easter egg hunt, and they all jumped out, and there was a lot of people, a lot of kids. I was trying to count, but it was about impossible because the whole thing lasts for about 3 minutes. But, you know, thanks to everybody who helped with it, and, you know, we'll look forward to next year's. So hopefully, we always hope we're going to have better weather. But, you know, it's late April, early, or late March, early April, and then you get what you get. So,
which is usually crappy.
Usually crappy. We didn't have to utilize our rain delay, our rain date, because it was, and actually other than being cold and windy, it worked fine. So the eggs didn't blow away or nothing, so we got it done. So that's all I have. Oh, we do have just a reminder coming up on the, let me bring up my calendar, I believe it's the 24th, Mike?
Yep.
The joint meeting with the Zoning Commission, trustees, VZA, for the next phase of the land use plan. So that'll be coming up. Obviously, it'll be an open meeting, so look forward to that coming. That's all I got.
Thank you. Okay, trustee reports. Beth?
So we all went to the Miami County Engineering annual road dinner. Andy, Don, myself, Debbie, Robert was there. And ODOT was there. The only thing they're doing really in our neck of the woods this year is, and they're not doing the work, but 201 will be shut down parts of some time as they put that turn lane in front of the new building for the school. He doesn't know exactly when that's going to be or how long it's going to be, but they do have a permit to shut the road. So, and that permit didn't say for weeks or partial days or anything. It just said a permit to shut.
So it's not just the lane, it is the actual...
That's what he said. It's the road, yeah. But, again, no details as to who's, how long, or he didn't think it would be the whole time, but he didn't know either. And then Miami Conservancy District talked. They run the five dams that are protect all of us from excessive flooding, and kind of gave a really interesting report on the annual rainfall is increasing in this neck of the woods. Used to be 37 inches, 36, 37 pretty regularly, and now it's crept up over the last 15 years to 42 inches. And the number of big rain events is increasing. So, and that means they have to monitor those dams. And it's pretty interesting what they all do to make them work so that everybody else doesn't get flooded downstream. We had the Easter egg hunt. That was a really good event. Very windy. Better than the Greens Easter egg event, though, so we'll take that as a win. And yesterday, Andy and I talked with Dan Baker from the county about some, oh my gosh, 5, 6, 7 problems on West Charleston Road where the ditch is eroding the roadbed in various areas or tiles are collapsing. So that will be a project that we need to get underway this year or next year. So that's it. That's all I got.
Julie?
Yep. So this is the first meeting, so I haven't quite been here since February, end of February for me, because the March 14th got canceled because Don was out of town and Beth was ill, and then I was on vacation last week, so sorry I missed the dinner and the Easter egg hunt. It sounded like it was fun. So here's some of the things that I've been up to in March. I did email Senator Huffman asking to change the ORC 519.12 and had a phone call with him on the 14th to discuss what we went through with the referendum process and potential changes to the process so that it doesn't get held up again. On the 8th, we had the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting. The big thing from that is that we decided to sponsor a community event, which will be a township yard sale on June 3rd at Friendship Park. The idea of it was to have neighbors come meet each other and have some fun and maybe make a little money selling their treasures, and to showcase Friendship Park, which some people do not even know is there. there's going to be township info, township business promotion, door prizes, and food will be offered. And I have flyers. If anybody wants them or has a business and wants to put them at their business, we would appreciate that. On the 9th of March was the Miami County Township Association meeting. So annexation was a big topic. They gave some basics on annexation. Rich from Miami County did that. I have a handout if anybody wants to see it. Fishing was discussed by Adam, who was the IT director of Miami County.
What was it?
Fishing.
P-H-I-S.
You know, for IT, when they come and ask you for your personal information.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, not the other kind. Sorry.
I can give a couple talks on that if you need of the other kind.
Okay. So, yeah, I might have a flyer on that, too, if anybody's interested. Brad from Solid Waste talked about debris management guides that they prepared for the townships, villages, and cities, and gave me one which I had to sign for, which was kind of funny. And then Sheriff Duchak talked about construction site theft and the use of the flock cameras. So it was a pretty good meeting, pretty informative. On March 20th, I went on a tour of the new K-5 school. So just to let you know, it's coming along, it's on schedule. And to me, the rooms seem much bigger than what we have in the current elementary school, although they say once they get furniture in them, they won't look that big, which is true, but they're still bigger. On the 24th of March, I attended the Farm Bureau policy meeting. Some of the highlights from that were, again, annexation was discussed and how it's affecting not just us, other townships, and then also Miami County in general as far as quality of life goes. Question was asked about the gas and electric aggregation, and Commissioner Westfall said it's about to be bid out. Solar and wind farms were discussed again. Broadband was discussed. The commissioners are using some of the ARPA funds to cover Miami County, and it was mentioned that the new tractors require 5G. Miami County is getting a new animal shelter, and in part, they're going to have some of the prisoners help care for the animals. I don't know if you guys had heard about this, but I think they did it somewhere in Texas. Okay, so, yeah, they're building the new shelter, I guess, adjacent to the prison, or up a little bit. But anyhow, they mentioned that they were going to...
Up from where they're at now on 25?
So it's not... I thought he said it was close to the prison. Well, nearby, and anyhow...
The jail.
Yeah, the jail. And, so anyhow, that's their plan, is to maybe try to implement that program, which seemed pretty positive. The Soil and Water Department mentioned PFOS, which are little pieces of man-made plastic and chemicals that do not break down naturally, and the effects on health are not yet known. So just something new to worry about, I guess. The Solid Waste Department spoke and said they can go after Keep America Beautiful funds to pay 4-H groups to pick up trash. So if you know any 4-H groups that would like to make a little money picking up trash, have them contact the Solid Waste Department. And the game warden, it came out that they can give a bigger fine than the sheriff if you catch someone throwing trash in your yard. So don't call the sheriff, call the game warden. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting in this room at 7. And I already said about the township yard sale. Take a flyer and keep an eye out for social media updates. And that's it.
Right, thank you. Great report.
That's enough, right?
Huh?
That's enough, right? It was a lot that I've been here.
Mentioned the sheriff did Dave Fisher. I went up that night. That was after I'd been to the road department dinner. I went up, spoke with Dave, see if he needed anything. He was kind of in shock, I think, at the time, but talked with him a little bit. He didn't seem to know nothing. I made sure he had my phone number, so if he needed anything. But I did not hear from him. Been working over at the Siler property. I'm trying to get the park to do a little bit of their stuff over there to get further along, but we're moving along quite well on that project. We're up at the school working on the road between the two schools, and now they're mentioning maybe doing an extra parking lot, so we'll see if we do that or not. At the Easter egg hunt, my family, we cooked some hot dogs, some chili, some hot chocolate and all. That seemed to go over pretty good. Thought we had a pretty good time at that. I liked it being a little bit later where it wasn't quite as cold and all. Andy and I went over on Newberry Road down there at the end, where it's Winter Hill, I guess, crosses there. And looked at a couple people's water issues. Some of these water issues is that they built their house, or whoever who built the houses didn't build them quite right. When the living room floor is the exact same height as the yard, I would notice that walking in. But then I've known people that lived there back when I was in high school, and they had water in their house back then. So, but they keep selling it. Only Lorna, I don't think she does this, but see, it's smart. They sell a house like that in a drought. You don't sell a house till you have a drought, and then everything looks good. So, anyway, the new people's got some water issues one day and another, but that's okay. I did go over here. I've been two or three times trying to catch this pastor at this church right here on the corner across from Big Mike's. Ended up meeting with his uncle yesterday. My gosh, they cleaned that up, and it's nice inside. I was really tickled with how that looked. And then today I did talk with the pastor on the phone. His name's Robert Perk. He bought that in his name, wants to do a couple things and eventually transfer it into the church's name. And then I did look it up on the auditor's website. He did pay $30,000 for that. So anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to the last couple of weeks. So we'll move on to public comments on items on the agenda. I'll say it one more time. Public comments on items on the agenda. Okay. Andy, we are ready for action items.
Okay. Catch up here. Got to be double duty tonight.
You're supposed to spring into action.
I know. I can't even find my agenda right now. So. Action items. First is resolution 23-04-040, a resolution authorizing the payment of emergency repairs to Bethel Engine 40 in the amount of $11,342.07 to Atlantic Emergency Solutions, Inc.
Okay, we've heard the motion, or we've heard the item. Do I have a motion?
I move to adopt resolution 23-04-040.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
None.
You know, Andy, you want to call the roll?
Mr. Black.
Yes.
And Mrs. Van Haren.
Yes.
And Mrs. Reese.
Yes.
Motion passes. Let's move on to our second action item.
This is a resolution to approve zoning case ZAT01-23, amending the text to the Bethel Township zoning resolution for Article 16 under Section 1604, Conditional Permitted Uses, a request from the Bethel Township Zoning Commission to add, under non-residential uses, a use for a health and wellness facility. And also, just a reminder, you want to in your discussion, and amend that to allow for the definition to be added to the Article 3.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 23-04-041.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll make a second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion?
So I'll make the suggestion to the amendment to add it to Article 3, put the definition in Article 3 as part of this resolution. We kind of discussed it all at the hearing, so.
Okay, so you're making a motion for an amendment.
Not a motion, just during the discussion, we can change it and then vote on the amended resolution.
We need a second on the amendment, right?
No.
Why don't we?
I think we need a second on the amendment.
Do you want a second?
What is the amendment? What did you
suggest? Add the definition to Article 3. The definition of health and wellness to Article 3, that was...
Okay, yeah. So let's vote on that amendment.
So that was in Julie's motion, I can take it? I'm sorry, I'm trying to write and...
Yeah, do a motion.
Okay.
We had a motion and a second for it as it was read, and then Julie...
Since she had a suggestion, so you want to make that amendment?
An amendment.
To the motion.
To the motion.
Okay.
So I think we have to move to amend that motion, right? And add...
That's how we've done it in the past.
Yeah, so let's make them... I move to add the definition of health and wellness to Article 3 of the zoning code, as well as approve, as well as whatever else is in Resolution 23-04-041.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
At the beginning.
Oh, I didn't hear you put the amendment in there.
She said she suggested, and then John said, is there a motion? And she said, I don't need to move. And then you said, I think we do. And so that's all well and good. It's good.
Okay. So now we got the amendment, and we got a second for that. So is there any discussion now? Okay. Call the roll, please.
This is the roll for the amendment, for the motion.
No, it's both.
Okay, Julie, then it's both.
That's how she phrased it.
Okay. You bet you have a motion for a second, for an amendment, and you had a second.
No, she said a motion to amend it and as well as approving.
So you're going to rescind your initial motion?
I will rescind my initial motion.
Okay. So there was, we're rescinding the one to approve it as stated.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so now.
But that's not, that, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Mrs. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes, sir. Motion passes as amended. Okie doke. Public comments on any topic. Lana?
Lana Froder, 78 South Park. Thank you, guys. Fire everybody for responding to today's. We did a quick rollout on social media last week at the Historical Society meeting. We took in probably close to $1,500 in donations from residents. Bodega and Tip also donated like a week's worth of meals to them. So Dave also was out there Friday. He learned and he gave us a very important lesson. When your insurance, this house became an accessory structure the minute the truck went through it.
What?
Because it wasn't livable. So the insurance deemed the house an accessory structure. Was arguing that schoolhouse was his residence, but he doesn't have a CO, a certificate of occupancy of the schoolhouse yet.
Oh my
goodness. So they're fighting with the insurance company. And the insurance company for your contents, they've learned that your contents, you may be insured for a certain amount, but you have to have the serial number, the type, you have to have the refrigerator, it's a Samsung,
which
none
of us have.
Serial number on it and a receipt to get reimbursed. An actual amount. Otherwise, they're just going to give you $100 for that, $100 for that. Jamie lost ball gowns and formal dresses that she had used for work, and they were like going to give her $20 a piece. And she's like, "No, I paid $100.
Oh my goodness!
They said, unless you come up with a receipt. One of her sons wears a lot of Air Jordans. He had to have a receipt and pictures of him wearing them. So a lesson that's just document the crap out of everything you have.
Does he get bailed to schoolhouse or something?
It's weird. So I guess it's definitely
cringe. Do you know who his insurance was?
Here.
Wow, that's surprising.
So he thought that the insurance investor, and, you know, in his words, he said the girl got to go home and sleep in her bed. The truck got to go home and sleep in his bed.
They don't have a bed.
No. So just,
you know. Did they have loss of use of residence insurance and all?
That I'm not sure. I mean, they have the...
Maybe, but since it became an accessory structure the minute it drove through, then... Wow, that's crazy.
I really don't understand all of it.
You should sue them.
But yeah, just thank you to everybody that's helped, and that means a lot, because they've done so much for this county. You know, they've been a lot to it, but you stop by, and you just, you appreciate everybody's well wishes, and that it's just a miracle, the blessing that everybody was killed.
Yeah, very much so.
Thank you for giving me that day on that, because Dave is appreciative of everybody there, and so...
Thanks.
Thinking good thoughts for you.
Thank you for that. You know, I gotta say something on insurance, it's not really important here, but I had a barn burn in 2010, and that was insured with State Farm out of New Carolina. I never was treated so well in my entire life. I had my check within a week for way more money than I ever thought, and they give me replacement value for everything I had.
Wow. And you didn't have to document it?
I had a good bit of documentation, but I didn't, I mean, there was stuff that there wasn't. But then they canceled me. But I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'll give you an example. I had one item that we bought in 1969 for $99. He said, go out and buy a new one, and it was $1,500.
Jeez.
And they never said a word. But it wasn't, the next time it was ready to renew, they said, ah, no.
Wow.
Okay. Any other public comments on any topic? Thank you for that one. Okie doke. Andy, we got announcements.
April 18th, trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m. 24th will be the joint land use meeting, trustees zoning commission and BZA at 6 p.m. in this room. April 25th, trustees regular meeting at 7. And the public hearing at 6:30.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Write that on here. And 27th BZA meeting, zoning commission, 6:30 and 7:30 respectively. And then May 2nd will be the trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m.
I will not be here for that. I'll be in Florida.
Okay. May 3rd will be the historical society meeting at 7. And then the 9th is the next regular trustees meeting after that. And that will start at 6:30 as well, right? Because of the Bowman case?
Right. Okay. That it?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, so do we need a motion to record payment of warrants?
Make a motion to record the payment of the warrants. Electronic payments 273 through 324 and regular warrants 53856 through 53888.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Duke. We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Yeah, I haven't seen even a list of them, so just want to put that on the record as a comment.
Okay, there.
Yeah, I can't reveal now in 2 seconds.
Do we not take 2 minutes?
No.
Nope. Okay. Any other comments? Nope. Andy, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Van Hoon?
Yes.
Mrs. Reeve?
No.
And Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okie doke. We need a motion to enter executive session for the purposes of, I got to put my glasses on, pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G8, for the purpose of considering confidential information related to the marketing plan, specific business strategy, and trade secrets of an applicant for economic development assistance that is to be provided or administered pursuant to ORC Section 5709.73 to 5709.75, inclusive. The executive session is necessary to protect the interests of the applicant or the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with proposed economic development project. We will not be making a decision, obviously, in executive session. And then when we come out of executive session, the only order of business will be adjournment. So thank you for coming, and I hope you all come back next week.
So I need a motion to move into executive session.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I will second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Andy, call that roll.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Heeren?
Yes.
And Mr. Bright?
Yes. We're in executive session.
Can we take a 5-minute break?
Yeah, and we entered into that
okay.
at...
A 5-minute break first.
7:45?
7:45.
That was the
moment. 7:41. Hurry.